conversations.
I do think customers have the toughest challenge in the weekly budget they've ever had today.
I don't buy the doom and gloom story. The long term, people buy the same as they always have.
The consumer is actually, you know, they're savvy and they can tell the spin from the reality.
The Bottom Line, this Thursday evening at 8:30 on BBC Radio 4.
Life and Fate continues now with a journey to Poland and Hitler's final solution.
Life and Fate by Vasily Grossman. Dramatised for radio by Jonathan Myerson and Mike Walker. Journey. Poland, autumn 1942.
Once, a long time ago, centuries ago, I said to a friend, yes, Zhenya Shaposhnikova, I said to Zhenya, if one is fated to be killed by a certain person, it would be interesting to trace the gradual convergence of their paths. At the start, they might be thousands of miles apart. I might be in Pamir, picking roses, or here, talking to Zhenya, or, and they, he, she, might be somewhere else, 10,000 miles away, or just down the road, or not yet born, or fishing in a stream for trout, and yet, eventually, we are bound to meet. Life. Fate will have it so, and life and fate are not to be denied. How do I know this is true? Because I have looked into his... Yes, in the end, it was a man. And I have looked into his eyes and said, yes, you were the one. And now, I am dead. Ashes in a cold wind. And he, this unknown known he, when I was talking to Zhenya Shaposhnikova, was he already listening to our future?
I think I always wanted to be a National Socialist. It seemed to me right that life should be directed. Life. Industry. People's holidays. Their hopes and fears. Their ambitions. National policy. Finance. Life itself no longer has the right to grow freely like grass, to rise and fall like the sea. We need leaders. And there are, if you like, four kinds of leader. The simple souls, types who quote endlessly Goebbels' articles, Hitler speeches, the rules, good people, but simple. The cynics, they know the venality, the greed and spite of man, and they laugh perhaps at all things, except the great ideal and the Führer. Here they feel the presence of a mystery. Then there are those who hold sway at the top of the hierarchy, the true kings of this world. There can never be more than 9 or 10 of them. Here there are no ideals, only the serenity, the mathematics of these pitiless masters. And the fourth category, the executives, who care for the rewards of this world. They serve any master who will reward them. They are to be found always and in every situation in this world doing their job with great efficiency. Where do I see myself in this world? As yet, I don't know. All I do know is that one must make up one's mind, for there is only one world, and that world is this.
Are they coming?
How should I know? I think they're coming. Yes, we should get out of here now.
They have to break in.
Now we should wait for them.
What was that?
Don't shout! Don't shout!
What? I can't hear you!
Run now, run! Get out of here!
I can't hear you! I can't hear you!
Sophia, run! Run, we have to get out of here! I'm coming!
The noise! I can't hear! It's too loud!
It was Stalingrad. Always Stalingrad. A group of us were cut off. We were on the outskirts, and quite suddenly what had been ours was theirs. We were picked up. Sophia Levington, an old friend of mine, was singled out. She was serving with the army as a doctor, a very good doctor, too. She was Jewish. She was separated, taken away. Where? I don't know. Maybe it was my age. Man of my age on the front line. No obvious rank. Probably a commissar. They found out I'd been in the underground back in 1914-16. That I'd known Vladimir Ilyich. That I'd been in Petrograd, Berlin, Spain after that. Been in Paris. Worked in the Comintern with Krimov, the man from Moscow. Basically, that I was a bit of a prize. I was sent to a camp in Poland where they held prisoners from all over. We began to organize. We intended to start an uprising. Suicidal? Maybe. But we weren't going to lie down in front of the fascists. We were communists, and we were going to stand and... Well, maybe there was an informer. There generally is. And I was separated from the others. Put into solitary confinement. I had no idea what was happening outside, what was going to happen to me. I didn't know.
Good evening. I'd like to talk to you.
I have nothing to say.
Of course, I quite understand. Sit down. Please, the chair or the bunk, it's your choice. Obersturmbannführer Liss. How are you? How are they treating you? Oh, please, don't worry. No thumb screws or rubber truncheons. No, no, I'm apologising for disturbing you so late, but I really do want to talk to you.
I've already told my interrogators all I have to say. There's nothing to talk about.
But why do you have that attitude? Of course, you see my uniform. The hated SS. But, you know, I wasn't born into it. The Führer commands, the rank and file obey. I was always rather more of a theoretician. Yes, I'm a Nazi Party member. Of course, my number is nowhere near as low as yours in the Communist Party. I'm a young man. You, on the other hand, you knew Lenin. You see, I'm interested in history and philosophy and theory. Surely all the officers in your secret police don't love the Lubyanka, eh? Do you mind if I sit? If the Central Committee tells you to step up the work of the NKVD, well, you put aside your Hegel, roll up your sleeves and get to it, yes? That's exactly what we've done in Germany. And, of course, Hegel is one of ours. Our hands are like yours. They love great work. And they're not afraid of a little dirt. When we look at each other, you and I, we're not just looking at our enemy. We're looking in the mirror. That's the great tragedy of our age. Can't you see yourselves in us? Isn't the world exactly your will, as it is for us? Is there anything that will make you hesitate, trip up, go back? Listen, I don't know Russia well, but I very much want you to understand me. You think you hate us. What you really hate is yourselves in us. That's so terrible, isn't it? Do you see? When we launch an attack against your army, it's ourselves we hit. Blitzkrieg didn't only smash your defences, it smashed our own. The tracks of our tanks are crushing National Socialism as they crush communism. It's like committing suicide in your sleep. It could all end tragically for us, even if we win. In victory, we would be left without you, on our own, in a world that is alien to us, that hates us. Do you mind if I smoke? Would you care for it?
No. No.
Of course, if we weren't two poles of one magnet, this war wouldn't be happening. But then, our victory will be your victory. Your defeat, our defeat. A paradox, but perhaps all the greatest truths are. These documents have been circulating in the camp. The commandant says that they are, in part, your work. Me, I look at them, the naivety, the lack of anything approaching an idea, and I know they are not.
So this is the point? These papers? Yeah, they circulate. Did I write them? None of your business. Go to hell.
Who cares who wrote them? This is good tobacco. French. I rather like the French. Oh, now here's the thing. The German communists we imprisoned in our camps were almost to a man and woman the same you imprisoned in 1937. You should be a better Hegelian. Think, today you're appalled by our treatment of the Jews. Tomorrow you may use our experience for yourselves. And the day after that, we shall be a tolerant republic.
I wondered, in the days after I was captured, what might have happened to Mikhail Mostovskoy. We'd known each other first in Paris. He was there on some business of the Comintern. I was on holiday from my medical studies in Zurich. Yes, we'd been friends for a long time, but had met only now and then, at the houses of mutual friends, at Krimov's, Zhenya's ex-husband, or the Strums in Stalingrad. Places and people, people and places, and then there was only one place where I stood at the center of the world. Each one of us, the center of a world we were carrying within and round about ourselves, stretching away through space and time, and unique to us, forever flowing. Where I stood before a goods truck, wooden sides with iron struts. High up along the sides, a narrow slit for air. After all, animals don't need to see where they're going. I was the last for that truck. After they'd pushed me in, they shut the door. Then I realized they had nailed boards over the animal slits. Coming from the light, I could see nothing.
What's that? Who's that?
Relax. We're telling jokes, that's all.
So, what more do you ask for the mystery train?
Well, no mystery.
Who are you, anyway?
Me.
You're the one I'm asking.
Lady Evington, Sophia, army doctor. Well, that'll be useful.
When did they get you?
A month ago, I think. It's hard to tell. So, what news do you have? Where did they get you? Stalingrad. What's happening there? I don't know. I think we're holding them. Can I sit down? I'm sort of pushed up here. If I could get some room.
You must know more than that.
Ah! Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart. Did I hurt you? Maybe she's not telling us because of security. Oh, Mother, can you move your child? He's not got the sense to move himself, and I can't stand here forever.
Ha! You should have sent a telegram in advance. Then you could have booked a room with a bathroom.
Move to your left. You can sit beside me. There's room here.
You'll get used to the dark in a while.
We're moving!
So, you've no news at all?
We didn't see the big picture.
Oh, the big picture. What about the ultimatum they sent to Hitler demanding an immediate release of all Jews?
I didn't hear about that.
They're keeping it a secret, no doubt. Don't want to upset delicate negotiations.
Oh, shut up, Grandad.
What?
There aren't any negotiations.
Oh, yes.
Why would they bother? A fat lot they care about us.
No, listen, fellow Jews.
No, you'll listen. When you've been in this truck 3 days, you can start to talk about things, too.
Don't listen. You say what you want. We're all workers here. We all have a voice.
But maybe Hitler's not listening.
Monsieur Borisov there.
Sofia Osipovna.
You were a doctor?
Yes. You?
Librarian. There's all sorts here.
Workers from cooperatives, students, trade unionists, a vet, an entertainer. Well, that's what he thinks.
You know, when I was a girl, all those trades, professions, in the shtetl, you'd never find them. And now...
Here we all are in a cattle truck.
I'm beginning to see a little. My eyes are getting used to the dark.
Will you just stop him?
Don't worry, Shmita. I'll keep an eye on him.
Lucius Derantel. She's only just become a woman. So beautiful. So sad. All of it so sad.
But we don't know... what?
No. We don't know anything.
You must see, Comrade Mostovsky. We have both been led by great men. Do you really think the plotters and saboteurs of the 30s were all genuine? No, Stalin killed millions in the terror. We are killing millions now. That's the way it has to be. We understand that necessity, you and I. The men, the women, the little children. We say, yes, that's absolutely right. That's how it has to be. Or not. If you disagree... then you should have the courage to say so, yes? Of course, it would mean condemning everything you've lived your life for. Yes, the camps, yes, the kulaks, yes, the famine, but yes, the electrification, yes, the schools and hospitals, yes, Stalin, yes, Lenin. In saving yourself, you would lose yourself. Paradox. Do you think the world loves you and hates us?
The best advice I can give you is to stop wasting your time on me. Put me up against a wall, shoot me, whatever you wish.
No one wants to shoot you. You're our teacher. We should honour you, old Bolsheviks. Learn from you, so calm down.
I'm quite calm. I've got nothing to worry about.
But you should worry about our enmity. There are two great leaders in the world, Hitler and Stalin. It is their will that gave joint birth to state national socialism. Two systems virtually the same. We should be brothers.
This is all nonsense. Why do you call me teacher? I have nothing to teach you.
But you do. You knew Lenin. He was the first to realize that only the party and its leader can express the true spirit of the nation. And Stalin, you knew him too and worked alongside him as he created socialism in one country. Do you imagine we didn't learn from him? Identify the hindrance to progress. Millions of peasants, millions of Jews. The answer? Destroy them. It's quite simple once you realize and have the immense courage to accept the answer. It takes a great leader to do so. We look in the mirror of each other.
You lie. All rubbish heaps may stink the same. There's not much difference between one pile of shit and another. But we don't look down. We look up to the future, to the plans and designs of the builder. We'll show you. Go to Stalingrad. You'll find your answer there. Oh, is this it? The moment you pull out your Luger and shoot me down? Go ahead.
Teacher, you will continue to teach us. And... continue to learn from us. We shall continue to think together.
No.
We shall see. Oh, can I perhaps warn you, if you continue with this plan, has it got that far? Of an uprising in the camp, then you will be betrayed and you will die. All of you. Nothing to do with me. I'd much prefer it if we could meet in future better days and continue our conversation.
There's been no conversation between us.
Well, then answer me this. Will you stop or will you die?
We all die sooner or later.
But some of us sooner and some of us later. Goodbye. Thank you for your time.
What did he want of me? Who knows? All I did know was that my journey hadn't finished. I would never submit. I would fight until I had not one breath of life in me. And I would be content. And I would be proud to die a communist.
What are you doing? Tearing a strip from my skirt. If you push it out of one of the little holes near the floor, It'll get soaked, and you can get something to drink.
Of course.
Listen. Quick, everyone. Soak everything you can. Soak and drink. Wake up. Listen.
What do you say?
Find the hole. Soak something.
Yeah, of course.
Here. Here, kid, here. You drink. Come on. You have to drink. This is for you. Good. Is that better? What's your name? It's all right, you can tell me.
David.
Well, David, is that better?
Yes, thank you.
Does he have no mother?
He was staying with his grandmother, poor mite. They were cut off by the invasion. Then she died in the ghetto and he went to Mrs. Bookman. She's here somewhere, but they put her in a different truck.
Oh, I never thought water could taste so good. Maybe it's a sign. Things are getting better.
Couldn't get much worse, sweetheart.
Am I hearing right? And you should say things can't get worse.
But it's a good thing. People do good things, don't they, sometimes?
Don't stop bad things happening to them, sister.
That's enough of that from you. Let it be.
David.
Yes?
Do you want to tell us how you got here?
I was with Granny. And the dog was barking. And someone shouted loud. And there was someone on the roof. And it was loud because we were hiding. And this little girl started to cry. But we had to be quiet. And her mum put her hand over her face. But they heard us.
I know. Tell me something nice about when you were little.
My granddad was famous and lived in Paris once. There was an old tree in the orchard and chickens that had paint marks on them, so they never got lost. I had a book once. My mother gave me. It was a picture story when I couldn't read. It was a story about a goat that went into the forest and got eaten. But I always used to cover up the picture of the goat because I knew it was going to get eaten. Do you think Lucia is pretty?
Yes, I do, David. I think she's very pretty.
Yes. I think she's pretty too.
Did you like staying with your granny?
Oh, yes. I never got a chance to play football back in Kirov. But out there, no one cared.
Do you like playing football?
It's terrific. I want to play for Dinamo when I'm older.
Are they good?
Oh, they're the best. And they were going to tour England, but the war started. I expect they'll go afterwards.
Do you think they'll beat the English teams?
Of course they will. We're the best.
Absolutely, we are. Can I ask you something? Don't say if you don't want to. The matchbox. You take it out and look at it and put it away. Is... Well, I just wondered, that's all.
It's a cocoon. I found it. I'm looking after it until it changes. One day it'll become a butterfly. I'm looking after it.
Obersturmbannführer, welcome to the future.
Obersturmbannführer, thank you for taking the time to show me around. You know, I don't get out enough. Does you good to see what's being done on the ground, eh?
Of course, Obersturmbannführer.
My dear Liz, with the same rank, please call me Eichmann.
And thank you. I believe we also hail from the same town. This way, please.
What do you have to show me, Liz? I don't have much time to spare. The Führer wants me in Warsaw.
Of course. Well, as I said, the future, the mechanization of the solution encapsulated in a form perfectly suited to our times. As you know, I'm sure the Führer is always concerned with matters of architectural form.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. He sees everything.
Mass and speed, form and function. What we have created here is, in effect, a turbine. Within such a machine, there is a concentration of enormous masses, forces, and speed.
Oh, get on with it, Liz.
We transform life and all energies pertaining to it into organic matter. See, the railhead, the unloading yards, all designed to maximize the flow of material.
Spacious?
Yeah, more than enough. Construction work is still going on, but we are on schedule.
You shouldn't forget, Liz, that you are only one small part of a larger, much larger enterprise.
Shall we continue? Through there, you can see, beyond the chimneys, the processing units.
And over there?
The chemicals, transported in cylinders and 15-kilogram canisters. Actually, it's rather odd, but they have these red labels that look just like that Bulgarian cherry jam you used to be able to get before the war.
I'm not sure we need to be drifting into nostalgia here, Liz. The Führer desires a system that, above all things, functions. If it does that, it will, of its nature, be an elegant system, like a great scientific theory.
The theory of National Socialism, perhaps. This way.
Sorry about the weather. Even the Führer can't command that. Yet.
The builders here have had in mind all through planning and construction the principle of Stokes's law of flow, where viscosities are slow. Stokes's law? In nature, we observe the law in the movement of sperm, say, or lava flow in mechanics, well, as you can imagine.
The point, Liz,
is that we are creating a system which operates an unstoppable, irresistible flow of material through the various processes and agents that are to be applied to its transformation. All based on Newton's second law of motion, you'd be glad to hear. None of your nasty Jewish physics.
Ah, yes. And now?
Metal corridor. Lights set in the ceiling, nothing to impede flow. You notice the lights get brighter as we approach the shower room door. It's a nice touch, I thought. Psychology. We naturally move towards the light. Calming. Reassuring.
Ah! Now we get to it. Impressive. Convincing.
And I took the liberty of asking the kitchen to prepare us a little luncheon here. If you would care to take a seat.
With the greatest pleasure.
Some hors d'oeuvre. Some wine. A toast, perhaps?
Why not? To the continued success of our work. Yes, that certainly deserves a toast.
So, I was wondering if you could give me any rough estimate of the numbers we could be, working with.
Well, that's the big question, of course.
Yes, indeed.
The number of Jews? Yes. Very good ham. Bavarian, no doubt.
I don't know. The kitchen provides it.
But you would like to know how many Jews?
Roughly.
Yes. Well, it is not a figure to be shouted around, you understand. Very few people know this, Liz. As they used to say at the old village school, read, learn, and inwardly digest.
Yes, they said exactly that, old Dr. Wurst. Read, learn... Millions.
Yes, it's excellent wine. All of them.
All of them?
Mm-hmm. We came from the same town, Liz. Attended the same kindergarten, it seems. But after that, our paths separated. Oh, I expect the old place is very much the same.
I haven't been back, not since I left to study in Berlin.
I, of course, as the son of an artisan, didn't study in Berlin. My fields were closer to home. You, on the other hand, I believe, were always something of an intellectual. I know the Reichsfuhrer himself mentioned you as one of our most intelligent officers.
That is most kind of him.
Eat up, Liz. Waste not, want not, as we used to say, round our table at home. Ah.
I regret that we never met back then. During the years of our apprenticeship, as Goethe would have put it.
You see, that is the genius of the party. Of the Führer, Liz.
I'm sorry.
The SS. We are why the party is always right. Why its policies are always correct and carried out efficiently. We hold the magic wand. And this wand, Liz, this magic wand, truly transforms everything. Without it, your Goethe becomes a windbag. Your Beethoven, a street musician, playing tunes for monkeys to dance to. The triumph of our will lies in that simple fact. This is the first time I've shown anyone that figure. I dare say, outside the Berchtesgaden, Wannsee, and the Führer's office, it has hardly been written a dozen times.
Well, it won't be in tomorrow's newspaper.
That is precisely what I mean.
Yes, of course.
I would like this luncheon, these figures, to unite us in our future collaboration.
Thank you. It's a very serious matter. I need to think about it.
Of course, this proposal doesn't come only from me. And if Hitler loses, well, we'll both hang for it. But then, in 2 years' time, we could be sitting in an office drinking more excellent wine, saying to each other, in 20 months, we've solved a problem humanity was unable to solve in 20 centuries. And now, I really must be off.
I mentioned the four categories: the simple souls who believe, the cynics who don't care, the true kings of this world, and the executives who work for the highest rewards. After meeting Adolf Eichmann, a man I'd always rather despised, who I felt was definitely a cynic or even a simple soul, I realized that not at all. He was the only man in the world, apart from Joseph Stalin and Adolf Hitler, who was his own all and everything, who was a master of masters, a great mechanic, whose mathematical cruelty was greater than the sum of all who surrounded him, but who still had a dogmatic frenzy or rage that might have come from the lowest thug in the party. Perhaps that was the secret. The high priest who held the magic wand was also the lowest, simplest worshipper in the temple. And as Eichmann drove away, I realized that he was the only man who had ever really frightened me, and that in his company, I was nothing at all.
My name's Anton Khmelkov. I'm a soldier. Well, ex-soldier. I got captured by the Fritz, and, well, you know, I was bloody lucky to survive. I mean, I was. I should have been killed a half dozen times. In July 1941, I was beaten. Well, I was starved, or frozen. I drank piss to survive, and I ate worse. I was a hairdresser from Kerch. Well, I was before I got captured and half killed. And they offered me this job at the camp. I mean, what I did was I closed the doors. You know, I made sure they were sealed shut. That's all I did. I closed the doors, and, well, you know, obviously sometimes, you know, when they were all lined up naked, and I mean, there was some tasty stuff there, and, you know, well, I mean, a man wouldn't be a man if he didn't, you know. I mean, it was served up on a plate for you, and, well, you know, you would. I mean, Nobody thought bad of me. They were far worse than me, you know. And not all Ukrainians either. I would go out for a drink with my mates, you know, friends back in Kerch. We'd go out, have a good time. You know, I'm still Anton Khmelkov. That's what I mean. I'm a hairdresser. And my job was to shut the doors. Well, you know. Sometimes I think that maybe... Well, maybe I should have died back then. I mean, I should have. But, well, I didn't, did I?
David, you stay here with me and Monsieur.
Where are we going?
It's a surprise outing, lad.
We've had enough.
David!
I'm here. Someone said there was a bathhouse.
Oh, praise God, a bathhouse.
Come on, Jules, let's be moving now. The sooner we start, the sooner we arrive. Come on, Grandma.
You do, I mean.
That's right, Granny. Come along, eh? Someone help Granny with a case there.
Send a bathhouse. Believe that one, see it?
Oh, wouldn't a bath be wonderful?
I'll give you a bath any time.
You watch yourself, mister. You shut up. Just stay with us.
We'll stay together. We know each other now. Can you hear music? How can there be music?
Yes,
it's
music.
How strange that they should play music to us.
Any doctors, surgeons, any engravers, lathe operators, or dentists, medical work, therefore now.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm a dentist!
No, you're not, you're a bloody comedian.
You always said my jokes are worse than pulling teeth. I'll take you by chance. You come too!
Get away, you're an idiot!
Coming through! Dentist coming through!
Doctor!
Sophia, you're a doctor, you should go.
No.
Sophia!
No. I can't go. I have to stay. Don't you see? I can't.
You're a fool.
I thought you said it might be all right.
Nothing's all right. You know that. Nothing.
Get back in line!
No! All of you! No! Stop, Sophia! Wait!
Stay back, lady.
Wait!
There's nothing to be done.
What is it? What's wrong with you, David? You're just going to the bathhouse, that's all.
I have to throw it away.
Throw what? What are you talking about?
My matchbox. With the chrysalis in it. I have to let it go.
Yes. Now, David. Now.
Hey, keep moving there! That's it. Keep up the pace. Soon be there. Get inside. Get warm.
Undress now! Everyone undress! Don't be slow now.
Hey, Rebecca.
Everything
swimming
will be returned to you. Don't worry, your
shall
possessions
we buy some?
Are safe with us.
I've got rooms.
Ladies and gentlemen, barbers will be passing amongst you to cut your hair. It's a rule for protection against lice. No exceptions, I'm afraid. Don't worry, it won't take too long. Be over in a jiffy. Regulations, that's all. Now, come on, love. I'll do you myself. I'm a hairdresser. It'll be a new style.
No, please. Let me be.
You come with me. Sweet little girl like you should have some...
That's enough, brother. You want a hair, you cut it here.
What did you say? What did you say to me?
You heard. Cut your damned hair here.
And our hair fell around us in a black, silky stream. And it was as if we were bathing in bright and dark water.
Can you make your way along the corridor to the shower room, please? Follow the lights, please. Follow the lights!
This way. Come along now, we don't have all day.
Hold on to my hand, David. Hold on tight.
And I looked at the young man's face and I thought, yes, he is the one who will kill me.
I closed the doors. That's all I do.
And we went through the steel threshold. And we stood under the concrete ceiling that would deny us ever again the sight of the stars. Of Orion coming round in winter skies. Of the Great Bear. You see, David, we've come to the bathhouse. Now hold on tight.
Oh, Benjamin. Benjamin.
And there, an old couple who had been separated on the train, together, holding hands. And there, a young mother holding her baby boy, both looking not at the space around them, but at time itself. And there, Musya Borisovna's kind eyes and Rebecca Bookman's horror-filled gaze. And there, pretty Lucia. Even here, her beauty shines out. And there, my shoulders, naked, strong, capable, and never once been kissed by anyone other than my mother. And there, the boy David. My boy David now. My son. All of us naked. The naked body of a whole people. Hold my hand, my son. Hold my hand. Life is freedom. And dying is a denial of freedom. The stars have disappeared from the night sky. The Milky Way has vanished. The sun has gone out. Millions of leaves have died. The wind and the oceans have faded away. Flowers have lost their color and fragrance. Bread has vanished. Water has vanished. Even the air itself, the sometimes cool, sometimes sultry air, has vanished. All of this and more will die with me, for it lives in me as I live. And my happiness is only endowed with freedom and meaning when I exist as a universe newly made, with each and every passing moment. I am dead now. Ashes in a cold wind. But once I was alive, as you are. And then I knew the joy of freedom and kindness, finding in others what they had already found in themselves.
In Journey, Sophia Leventon was played by Sarah Kesselman and Mostovskoy by Peter Marinka. Liss was Samuel West and Eichmann, John Sessions. David was Lawrence Belcher, Chmelkov, Henry DeVas, Musia, Christine Kavanagh, and Liusia, Divya Mayer. Other parts were played by Adil Akhtar, Sean Baker, Sam Dale, and Sally Orrock. Life and Fate, Journey, was dramatised by Mike Walker from the novel by Vasily Grossman. The director was Alison Hindle.
And Life and Fate this evening features a poignant Air Force romance. That's at 19:45, 7:45. You can download and keep Life and Fate from the Radio 4 website. After the news, Tom Holland follows up new archaeological evidence from the island of Sark in Making History.